The death toll from a series of bomb blasts across Iraq has risen to 58. Police say in one bombing in the city of Hilla, at least 21 civilians were killed. The city is south of the capital, Baghdad. The car bomb near a market and parking lot in the city left more than a dozen others wounded as well. Multiple car bomb explosions hit several other cities, such as Iskandaria, Kut, Basra, and Nasiriya. Several districts of the capital were also the scene of bloodshed as a result of explosions. The bombs targeted mostly Shia-majority cities. Authorities say the Sunday incident in Hilla has been the deadliest. Iraq is going through its deadliest period of violence since 2008. The United Nations figures show more than 4,000 people have been killed in attacks since April.
Iraq continues to bleed as it witnesses its deadliest violence in years, which seems to be unending. The immediate chaotic aftermath of a car bomb attack in the town of Nasiriya in Dhekar province. Recent attacks in Iraq have left dozens of people dead in central and southern parts of the country. Bombings and shootings gripped Iraqi cities following the U.S.-led invasion of the country in 2003. But they abated towards the end of the U.S. military presence in Iraq and its final withdrawal in 2010. Attacks are now at their peaks again. During the U.S.-led occupation, the attacks were mainly directed at American and other foreign troops. But the motives for bomb blasts and other acts of terrorism are now vague. Officials have repeatedly blamed the violence ravaging the country on a regional state, Saudi Arabia. The latest accusation has been made by Iraq's former national security adviser, Muwaffaq al-Rubaii. He says Riyadh is the main state sponsor of armed terrorism in Iraq. Rubaii says all terrorist cells operating in Iraq come from Saudi Arabia and Yemen. He points his finger at the notorious Saudi intelligence chief, Bandar bin Sultan. Bandar's appointment to the post of security advisor in Saudi Arabia has escalated the situation. Rubaii also said more than 1,000 tribal chiefs have recently rejected the Saudi King Abdullah's invitation to a meeting in Riyadh, calling it interference in Iraq's internal affairs. But how does violence serve the Saudi monarchy's interests in the region? Some analysts believe that Riyadh hopes to weaken Iraq and prevent the Baghdad government from playing any role in the region. Baghdad is potentially capable of playing a leading regional role given its vast oil reserves and its strategic position. Observers also say the aim is to ignite an all-out sectarian strife in Iraq by pitting followers of different religions against each other. They are also suspicious about the silence of the U.S. and the EU over the rising wave of terror attacks and believe the violence may be serving Washington's interests in the region. Meanwhile, an Iraqi militant group known as Hezbollah Brigades has claimed in a photo report that CIA operatives are involved in the killings of Iraqis and support al-Qaeda elements in Iraq. The group has also revealed the names of some of the CIA officers. According to the UN figures, the surge in terrorist attacks has killed more than 4,000 people in Iraq since the start of April. But Iraqis insist they are united in the face of terrorism.